Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is season 2, episode 6. Okay, we've been officially doing the podcast for about 15 weeks, which is absolutely insane to me. That is just really awesome. I appreciate all the support and all the love. Each week I try my best to get these episodes out on time. There's not a specific time I usually get them out. I mean, obviously on Tuesdays, but today's episode is a little bit later in the day, and I do apologize because life and school and everything else just got in the way today. And I really wanted to ponder on this episode and make sure it was the exact topic that I wanted to go for, and it is very fitting for my life recently, so let's just jump right into it. Here is episode 6 of season 2, The Role of Forgiveness in Ending Toxic Relationships. Okay, I want to talk about this because it is personal, and something I've been experiencing recently, and it's about friendships, especially those that hurt us more than they help. Like, how do we handle it when, you know, your friendship turns toxic or sour? And like, what role does forgiveness play when we as Christians decide to step away from those relationships? I recently had to walk away from a friendship, where it felt like I was just, being used. I didn't see it for the longest time because the fun and the joy, you know, what I thought was joy, I guess, for some time, like, masked that. And it turned really sour really quick. And, you know, it was unfortunate because I had so much fun, but at the end of the day, it felt like such a relief off my shoulders. Friendships can sometimes make you feel like your worth is only tied to what, like, you can provide financially or otherwise, and that was the case with this friendship. And to make it even harder, like, I was accused of, you know, not being helpful or supportive or understanding, and those things really hurt because, like, if you know me, you know my test of character, and I'm sure you've all experienced something like this before, like, being accused of stuff that you know is a good quality in you is very crazy and very hurtful, and it took everything in me not to be, you know, upset, but honestly, I was just mad because how could you say that about me when, you know, everyone, you know, applauds me for those things. It was strange because I know, you know in your heart you're a good person if you are. So that stung. But it made me think deeply about, like, what the Bible says about friendships, like forgiveness, and how Jesus guides us through pain and broken relationships. So, you know, I wanted to share some thoughts and hopefully encourage anyone else going through something similar. And when I'm making podcast episodes, I like to stay on something relevant that has recently happened to me or recently happening in the world or something. So I figured this one was very fitting. Okay. So let's be real. Walking away from a friendship, okay, especially one, you know, that was close, like you were close to this person, you know, you did everything, you told them things, like, it's painful. It feels kind of like a loss. And then sometimes there's moments where it doesn't feel like a loss. It kind of feels like a weight, and that's kind of how it was for me. So that's how I knew it was the right decision, because when, you know, it kind of went up in flames, I just prayed, and God showed me multiple signs. I mean, in nature and, you know, in my prayer and everything, like, and if you're a Christian like me, like, there's also that tug of war inside, like you want to forgive and you want to love, but you also, like, you know you need to protect yourself and your heart. So, like, how do we balance those things, you know, when they're coexisting together? And I think the Bible offers some guidance in that area. So Ephesians 4:31-32, Paul tells us, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And that absolutely helped. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgive each other, just as Christ just as in Christ God forgave you. And that was the part that stuck out to me. Obviously, it's a reminder that forgiveness isn't optional, okay? It's essential. It's essential for living. But here's the thing, okay? Forgiveness doesn't always mean we have to stay in the same relationship or allow that harmful behavior to continue. You shouldn't allow yourself to get used, you know? Forgiveness is about releasing that bitterness and anger. And there's a desire for revenge, you know, but you're getting rid of that so that we can heal as humans. Because that, and, you know, getting rid of that stuff, that's all a part of being a Christian. Like, you have to forgive. You have to release that bitterness. It's about setting yourselves free, you know? And that's what I did. I exited that relationship that wasn't, you know, for me. And that's okay, but I'm forgiving that person for the things they said, for the things they accused me of, for the things that they did. I'm forgiving them, okay? But it doesn't mean that you ignore red flags or sacrifice your emotional, you know, spiritual health or, you know, your mental health. Like, don't ignore those things. Don't ignore those signs, especially if you're praying. Like, God is going to show you what is meant for you and what is not meant for you. And my favorite prayer to pray is the one that's like, God, if they're meant to be in my life, keep them there. But if they're not, I give you full authority to remove them from my life. Like, in the most respectful way. I mean, in my situation, I had to come to terms with the fact that this friendship wasn't reflecting the love and care that Christ modeled for us, you know? Like, this person was more interested in what I could give them than who I was as a person, than what I did for them as a person. Like, friendships, friends, should not be transactional. You should not have to owe anyone anything other than being yourself, being honest, being forgiving, kind, and loving, okay? And honestly, Jesus calls us to relationships built on love, respect, and mutual encouragement. And if somebody's telling you that you're not encouraging or that you're not doing enough, you need to leave that situation, because if you know in your heart that you're doing and giving all that you can, and this person's not understanding, this person thinks it's a give and take situation, then you need to exit that relationship. Hebrews 10:24 through 25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another." Like, friends, if a friendship is not encouraging you, lifting you up, or pointing you closer to God, it might be time to reevaluate these friends that you have. Now, this is where forgiveness becomes a gift to you, to yourselves as a person, okay? Forgiveness allows you to be free of anger and resentment without condoning this bad behavior. It's trusting in God to handle justice in His perfect and gracious timing. Jesus said in Matthew 6:14 through 15, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." And that verse hits hard, friends, because, you know, forgiveness isn't just a suggestion. Like, it's a way we mirror God's grace. It's essential for living a Christian life. But again, forgiving someone doesn't mean you have to keep them close. You can keep them at arm's length. You can exit that friendship, that relationship, whatever is tying you to this person. Set some boundaries and let yourself go. Like, you can forgive and still protect your heart by walking away. Like, it's okay to walk away from that situation, because you deserve better. You deserve a good friendship, a soulful friendship. And I do have an episode about that as well, if you're interested. Walking away from these toxic friendships isn't easy, okay? It hurts. But it sometimes, or most times, is the most necessary thing. And through it all, Jesus is there with us, okay? He's healing your wounds. He's teaching you how to love, and He's reminding you that your worth isn't tied to what others take from you, but to who you are in Him. And if you're in a similar place that I'm in, or that I was in, I encourage you to pray for wisdom and peace. Like, ask God to help you forgive, even when it is hard, ask him to guide your steps. Remember that you're not alone in this, because as I just said, I was dealing with this last week, friends. Last week, it's so fresh, but it feels like a weight is off my shoulder because I'm free. I'm free of feeling, you know, like I owe somebody something. Like if my friendship wasn't enough, then I have to free myself from that situation. I can't stay there. I can't stay there. You can't stay there. You can't stay in the same cycle. You need room for growth. You deserve better friends. Those aren't even friends. Those are transactional friendships. And they're not soulful. They're not Christ-centered. Like, you need to back away from those people. You need to step back and pray for them. Of course, forgive them. Friends, forgive these people because they don't understand. You know, forgive them. That's one of the most powerful things you could ever do, is have forgiveness. Okay, so thank you for listening today, listening to me banter. And if this episode spoke to you, please share it with a friend who might, you know, need to hear it too, or this might be like a sign, you know, for them or for you. You know, don't forget that you are deeply loved by Jesus, no matter what anyone says, okay? And until next time, keep walking in grace and in truth, and forgive. Bye, friends. I will see you next week.